From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting evidence mounting a bomb may have brought down a Russian airliner. U.S. and British officials say there is a significant possibility a bomb brought down the Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said U.S. aviation authorities had issued an earlier warning about operating in the area.
The FAA has a notice to airmen that was published earlier this year, assessing that U.S. civil aviation operating into, out of, within, or over the Sinai Peninsula is at potential risk from hazards associated with extremist activities. So let me be clear, this is actually something that has been in place from the FAA prior to this tragic incident over the weekend.
A team of British aviation experts went to Sharm el-Sheikh to assess security before any British flights will be allowed to depart. Patrick McLaughlin is the UK Transport Secretary.
As a precautionary measure, we've decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh this evening for the UK will be delayed, and that will allow us time to ensure that the right security measures are in place.
Experts are also examining the wreckage of the Metrojet A321 for signs of terrorism. Some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some victims. Hundreds marched through the streets of the capital of Central African Republic Wednesday, demanding the army be rearmed to help quell recurring sectarian violence. An advisor to the country's transitional government, Henri-Maxime Kazaghi, says enough is enough. We need to get involved to rearm and reinstate the army to bring peace to the country. The army was implicated in attacks by anti-Balaka militia against fighters of the Salika Muslim Alliance, which seized power in 2013. This is VOA News. Top U.S. diplomats say almost all Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. And Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday it's clear Moscow intervened to prop up embattled President Bashar al-Assad.
Despite our urging, Moscow has yet to stop the Assad regime's horrific practice of barrel bombing the Syrian people. So we know that Russia's primary intent is to preserve the regime.
And Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland said Moscow is paying a steep price for its intervention, noting that Russia spends between $2 and $4 million a day to carry out its military effort. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday met with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura to discuss the process of finding a political solution. Uganda's Electoral Commission on Wednesday certified 8 candidates, including longtime incumbent Yoweri Museveni, to run for president in that country's upcoming February 18th election.
In which you have the incumbent president, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the former prime minister, Amama Mbabazi, Dr. Kizza Besigye, and the other 5. So today, that's when we concluded it, with 8 candidates rather. And tomorrow morning at 10, we'll start meetings up 8 in order to harmonize the campaign program, and campaigns officially begin on the 9th.
Commission spokesman Jotham Teremwa denies opposition claims it's biased in favor of Mr. Museveni, who's been in power since 1986, one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. Critics accuse the 71-year-old president of wanting to be leader for life and grooming his son to succeed him, charges he denies. The United States Wednesday expressed alarm over the decision to nullify the results of last month's election in Zanzibar, Tanzania's semi-autonomous archipelago. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This action halted an orderly and peaceful election and a tabulation process nearing completion. We continue to urge all parties to maintain a commitment to a transparent and peaceful democratic process, and that the electoral process in Zanzibar be concluded in a prompt, fair, and peaceful manner. And I think, again, you can expect us to believe that that's in the best interest of the people of Zanzibar, too.
The main opposition leader in Zanzibar has appealed for calm after bomb blast rocked the capital, Zanzibar, on the weekend. And he demanded the release of election results. The Election Commission's decision came after it determined there were gross violations during the October 25 ballot. Rescuers southwest of Lahore, Pakistan, continue searching for survivors of a factory building collapse Wednesday that killed at least 18 people. Some 100 others have been pulled alive from the rubble. Others are feared still trapped. More than 200 perished in a factory fire in 2012 in Karachi. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.